Oh, it's on a junior, Calbee Podine. You had a pretty nice opening game. What do you think about that?
I thought it was pretty good, considering it was our first game all together, and we have some new girls, so we worked all four lines last night, and I thought it went pretty well, considering it was 11-0, and so it was pretty fun.
Yeah, that kind of thing is fun. You don't necessarily see that kind of thing happen a lot. Why? What is it about Owatonna's offense maybe that has potential like that?
I thought that we all worked really hard, and we forechecked hard, and we kind of like worked our systems well, and yeah.
Having new girls on the team, and that happens every year, what are some things you do to make it feel good for them and easy for them during practices and leading up to games?
We always just make them feel comfortable. Like, if they have any questions, they just ask us, and I don't know.
What are some things you remember from your first varsity game or something along those lines, and who helped you through it if you had any questions?
I think it was a sophomore, Malin, helped me out a lot, and she was just kind of like my mentor throughout the years, and they just always made me feel comfortable and like welcomed, and team bonding definitely helped with that too.
When did you get your first varsity goal? Because that came a while ago.
I think my freshman year, I was on varsity 8th grade, and then my freshman year, I think we played Century again, and that was when I got my first goal.
Oh, there's something about Rochester Century then.
Yeah, I guess.
What do you remember about your first goal?
I don't remember much, but I just remember that everyone was like cheering for me and happy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now on Thursday night, what happened in the flurry of goals, scoring 11 goals? It's hard for me to remember any one individually, except that you scored the opening goal of the game. What happened on that play?
So my teammate Olivia Herzog, I believe, she dropped the puck behind the net, and I just kind of just stuffed it in around,
right.
Just kind of moved around.
Yeah, a little wraparound, maybe even a backhand wraparound?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's pretty fancy.
Yeah, I guess.
So you're on the line with the Herzogs.
Yes.
All right. Now, do they have nicknames, Olivia and Anna? Is there nicknames, or how do you guys, in practice or just in day-to-day life, how do you guys refer to each other there?
Just our normal names, I guess, but
okay.
There's not really any nicknames.
Okay. Now, Calbee, do you have any nicknames?
My nickname is Leroy, which is my horse's name, but yeah, it just happens.
All right. What do you like about playing with the Herzogs, or what is it about your line that, and I know lines can change, but what is it that you like about that combo when it's together?
I feel like we communicate really well, and it's just easy, just the flow is easy, and we just kind of like get each other, I guess.
What's been fun about practice and the few weeks leading into the start of the season here? New coaching head coach, although Tony was with the team last season, and there are some different assistant coaches. So what's the initial part of practice been like as you guys get ramped up for the season?
We've definitely been working on like breakouts and systems and power play a lot, and just competition in general. So we do a lot of competing drills to get us ready for the games.
Calbee, what got you started in hockey?
Me and my mom were just sitting, like, doing, like, park and rec stuff and looking what I want to play. And I just thought hockey stood out from the rest. So I guess I just started when I was, like, 5, I guess.
And you had already been skating?
Yes.
Okay. And are there other sports you do? I mean, besides hockey, what else do you do?
Well, I don't really do any sports, but I do have a horse, so I show him during the summer and spring, so that keeps me busy throughout the seasons.
Yeah. Is there anything that comes with the responsibility of that carries over to the responsibility of hockey? Is there anything at all that you can make a connection between the two?
I don't know, I guess, but it's just a lot of hard work, I guess, in between, and yeah.
What does the horse think about cold weather?
He's a little iffy. He just stays inside.
And you probably don't want him on the ice, him or her on the ice.
No, that'd be bad.
Outlook on the season, what are your hopes and dreams for the season here for the Huskies?
I'd really like to win Big Nine this year and go far in playoffs, because I really think with like our young team this year, and it's working out really well, that I think we can win Big Nine.
Okay, well, it's been a great start. Calbee, thanks for the time, and good luck on the season.
Thank you.